I'm Ken Vincent. Authorities kept a worried overnight vigil on fire-scarred Southern California hillsides after a storm brought flooding fears and prompted evacuation orders for hundreds of homes in and around the Cleveland National Forest in the Santa Ana Mountains, including in the Holy Fire Burn area along the 15 between Lake Elsinore and Temescal Valley. In various areas around the region, the rain sent surging torrents choked with downed trees, down mud channels near homes, and in one case swept across a bridge and took out a guardrail. The rainfall jammed major roads and sent an airliner skidding off the runway at Burbank Airport yesterday. But with all that, no major weather-related injuries were reported, and so far, no reports of any homes being seriously damaged. The second storm in a week dropped an average of about 2 inches of rain on Inland Empire communities, about 3 inches in Orange County, up to 4 inches in Los Angeles County, and more than 4 inches in Ventura County. As the storm started to ease by nightfall, some Lake Elsinore areas had their mandatory evacuation orders downgraded to voluntary warnings, although fire officials said there was still a potential for dangerous conditions and urged residents to remain vigilant. Evacuation orders for hundreds of homes in the Holy Fire Burn area in Trabuco Canyon and other areas around Lake Elsinore remained in place overnight. Firefighters worked into the night, lining some streets with sandbags to protect homes. This morning, Riverside County authorities have lifted mandatory evacuation orders in the Lake Elsinore area, even though some streets and roads remain closed because of up to foot-deep mud or water. The forecast for today is for a few showers, clearing tonight, and dry and a little warmer through the weekend into next week.